The record's gone.
Good morning. This is the meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. We're meeting in the commission hearing room at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. It's room 1025. Participating in the meeting today are Commission Chair John Valentine, Commissioner Michael Cragen, Commissioner Robert Pirro, and Executive Director Barry Conover. We'll also have Commissioner Rockwell over in the corner. Thank you. This is a time now for public comment for individuals or groups wishing to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not relating to or pending or recently imminently appeals to the Utah Tax Commission. Anyone from the public wishing to make that type of address today? I see none. We'll now go to approval of our minutes of our prior meeting. Do I have a motion of our meeting of January 28, 2016?
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Thank you. Motion is to approve. See no debate. I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Well, it passes unanimously. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is considering amending of Administrative Rule 865-19S-94, service charges, tips, gratuities, cover charges, and other similar charges pursuant to Utah Code Section 59-12-103. And I think I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for that presentation.
Thank you. This proposed amendment clarifies that if a service charge, tip, gratuity, cover charge, or other similar charge is included on a person's bill, it is part of the sales price and subject to sales tax unless it states on the front of the bill that the amount is voluntary and may be increased or decreased by the patron, and the language stating that the amount is voluntary must be in the same font size as the service charge, tip, gratuity, cover charge, or other similar charge included on the bill. A voluntary payment is a payment for a non-taxable service. The amendment also deletes redundant language and makes technical changes. This amendment really provides clarity to taxpayers by explaining what needs to be done if they want to have a tip or gratuity considered to be voluntary and non-taxable. It provides a safe harbor for them so that they know what to do if they want it to be considered non-taxable.
Thank you, Commissioner. I think this one was previously submitted to for publication.
Yes, the rule was submitted for publication to the Department of Administrative Rules on Thursday, December 10th, and was published in the January 1, 2016 bulletin. The 30-day public comment period ended on February 1, 2016, and there were no public comments.
Thank you very much for that report. Any questions from the commissioners? Seeing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R865-19S-94, service charges, tips, gratuities, cover charges, and other similar charges pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-12-103.
Thank you. Motion's in order. To the motion, any debate? Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Rule it passes, the rule is adopted. Next item on the agenda is the Executive Director's Report. And I'll turn the time now to our Executive Director, Barry Connell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. It's good to be with you here this morning. Don't have a lot to share with you today. We implemented a security badge system on the 12th. We had a little bit of a glitch with some of the doors, but those are being worked through. The security itself and the reporting, I think, will be a much greater benefit to the safety of the employees and to the division's data systems as well. We will also be having some interruption on the 19th and 20th of this month. We'll have DFCM coming in here with a large crane. We'll rope off most of the parking lot here in this quadrant. And they'll be taking the old chillers off and bringing on the new chillers, and they hope to have it done in one day. so that you may hear a lot of thumping and bumping, and some of the asbestos or whatever they have in the ceiling will be coming down on your work desk or whatever the case might be. Anyway, it is kind of fuzzy stuff that comes down when they've dropped something.
It's a post-asbestos building.
Yeah, it is. But just be alert that that noise will be pretty loud at times to do that. But with that completion, we just put up the new swamp cooler equivalent on the building last year, last fall. That's what we're running under right now with cooling of the building. With that completion, the chiller completion, the paint completion, the carpeting completion, we basically have a new building except where the woodpeckers are pecking holes in the old stucco out there, and they're trying to keep ahead of that. But overall, I think our building is in very good shape. I'm meeting with DFCM first thing next week. I think the next item on their agenda is that they're going to redo all the restrooms and some of the break rooms. And so I'm hoping that's what they're going to do in 17. So anyway, other than that, I have nothing else to present.
Have the security placards all been functioning now, or we still have things working?
We still have some problems. You can still click. The doors are locked in some cases. Some of them are still working on the locks themselves. But I've been really proud of the employees that they're clicking. And even when the repairman is in the open door, they're still clicking. And that's a positive thing. And they're also being cognizant of tailgating. And I think that's a real positive effect of what's happening here.
Thank you. Any questions of our commission executive? I do have one other one. Can you give us an update as to the upcoming visit by the Internal Revenue Service on their inspection?
Yes, I can. That, I think, is happening in the early part of May. I don't exactly have the correct day. Earlier this week, we had a conference call with the Internal Revenue Service. On that conference call were our key people in security. We had a plethora of people from DTS, from hosting, networking, security. The report that I got back on that telephone call was that we've got a real big head start on what they've asked us for. We've got schemas that they've sent us. We've filled them out. We've had questionnaires and SSRs, which are documents that we have to supply the IRS. Booz Allen and Hamilton is the technical side of it. This will be our third involvement with Booz Allen and Hamilton. We're getting our logs all in place. We have servers that are our Kiwi servers that handle all the logging, and also we have another logging that's happening on up at DTS. And they'll be looking at all of that. Our personal entry logs, they're going to be auditing those. They will be putting applications, be loading applications on certain employees' machines to test what they're storing on that machine. Our audits for FTI that we've been doing ever since the last audit, since Google came up, Julie Miller has been doing those audits every week. They will be all under scrutiny. Our
STD is a...
Yeah.
Save the date. STD stands for save the date.
Okay. Anyway, that federal program that we have... this is being recorded, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Sorry about that, folks. Anyway, we have online access to the IRS databases, and that is handled through a... acronym that I don't know yet. But anyway, that will be scrutinized heavily by the folks at the IRS. So I think I've dug myself into a hole. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. More than anything, I wanted the commissioners to know that we are going to be having those compliance inspections in May. Anything else for our commission executive? Seeing none, let's go now to the commissioner's reports. I'll turn to any commissioner that would like to make a report.
I have nothing.
I don't have any.
I have nothing as well. With that, we will then stand adjourned. Thank you very much.